I got a joke that a friend of mine told me that vegan food is good because when you eat them, you realize how delicious meat is.
Okay.
Price for you to buy all the veggies is so high.
The real protein, like your chicken, fish, pork, meats, we substitute. We find ingredients that are high in protein. So protein can be cashew nuts,
coconut yeah.
Soybeans,
yeah.
Vegan milks. So protein doesn't necessarily mean meat-based product.
Voilà, tôi là Huy Tạ và đây là Ala, một series podcast về ẩm thực. Nếu mà chúng ta sẽ, à không, đó là mùa 1 rồi. Còn ở mùa 2, chúng ta sẽ có dịp tìm hiểu xem sự đa dạng văn hóa của ẩm thực các nước. Ngoài ra, khi xem show này, ngoài việc các bạn được đã tai, đã mắt, các bạn còn được học những tips, những mẹo nhỏ do chính cái đầu bếp hướng dẫn mà chúng ta có thể ngay lập tức áp dụng tại căn bếp của mình. Xin mời.
Sitting here with me today is Mr. Asif. He is an executive chef here at Veganista, and he also been living in Vietnam for 15 years. He's trying to build new brands and new experience to the Vietnamese eaters.
Yeah, thanks, Huy. So, as we said, 15 years in Vietnam, created multiple brands, but Veganista is quite unique. It was a group of us, a group of team with our partners, CP Vietnam and myself. We built something unique, flavorful, a lifestyle destination, and also the most important thing, a new way of eating unique vegan food. So we are super excited with our brand. Please come and try if you haven't been here yet.
Let's go. Alright, Asif. I love veggies. I love listening to my mom. My mom always say you gotta eat your green. So I try to follow that as much as possible. But I'm having a problem at home is that every time I buy, a lettuce back home, okay, I don't know how to store it. I don't know how to keep it fresh. This is my way to do it. Every time I go out, I buy this, let's say a lettuce. They give this to me in the market.
Okay.
I put it in the fridge, and every time I want to eat it, I take one out, and then I wash it, and then I eat it. But then again, it's not fresh. It's not. It's still not crunchy, and maybe it's not green anymore.
Sure.
So, show me what is the best way for me and for the audience at home. How do you store and keep the fresh lettuce?
Okay. All right. Firstly, it's very important to select something that looks fresh and crispy. Okay.
Yeah.
As you can see, the color is very good here.
Yeah.
So the way we do. The best way to have salads is only wash when you need.
Okay.
But also, to make it convenient, you can also wash it all and also store. So
yes,
there are different types, yeah? So this has been in the chiller. It's very important to keep all fresh vegetables in a chiller between 2 to 5 degrees.
Like a container like this.
Yeah, in a container is okay. Not washed, yeah?
Not washed.
Yeah, so very simple. You get filtered water, clean water, yeah? So we are just going to break off the leaves, okay? And always start from the outside and then go in the inside,
right.
Yeah?
Here we've rinsed it, we've washed it.
We're going to wash it, rinse it,
right?
Okay? And then once you get there, usually I just make it like that. Easier,
so yeah.
Much easier. And then we're going to put it through the water, okay?
Right.
Generally, you should wash it at least 2 or 3 times in clean water. Yeah. Every house should have a salad spinner. Okay. The salad spinner, what it does is when you wash the salad, you put it in here, it takes out the water.
Right.
So to have
this,
yeah.
Right. And then after we're done washing it, we just put it in.
So then we're going to put in the lettuce in here. Okay. What's very important when you wash salad, you should not have water left over, because if you have too much water in the salad, the water will spoil very fast. Yeah?
Right.
So this is the spinner, and then you just turn it around to remove as much water. As you can see,
the water's
coming out. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then you just check. Okay, it's pretty dry. I'll do it a little bit more.
Right.
Just to make sure it's all finished.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that for me is pretty good, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, so to store after you've washed the lettuce, the best way is to get some
paper towel,
put it in here.
Okay.
Okay.
Put it on the bottom of the container box like this.
Correct.
Just a layer of paper towel.
Yes. Yeah. So if there's any extra water, the towel will take the water.
Yeah? I see.
Okay. So then we get all the salad. Okay. And we just put it in here. Yeah. Put it all inside.
Right.
And then the best way to protect the lettuce is just to add
another layer
of tissue.
Right.
And this will keep it crisp and fresh. Once you're done,
put
it in the box and keep it in the chiller. So you can eat salad anytime.
Right.
This will be good for about 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days.
Nice and crispy.
Right. I see you have a box over there that you've been keeping.
This is what we've washed yesterday, just to show you the quality. See, the tissue gets a bit wet from the lettuce.
I see.
And then it's still nice. It's still green. Still crispy. Yeah. And that's important. You see the color? And that was done yesterday.
This is good. I love it.
Awesome.
Now, do you know how to keep your vegetables green and fresh every time you need it? Thank you, Mr. Asif here. Even though I know today we're gonna have some delicious dishes from your restaurant, but I want you to taste the vegetarian dishes that we Vietnamese we can commonly get out in the street.
Sure.
This is what we usually get, a platter rice with full of veggies, and I want you to have a taste and tell me what you think. Okay. This is what we have usually. There we go.
Sure.
It's rice. It's with everything. What do you think?
Sure, I think this is common for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Vietnam for 15 years and it's easily available. Familiar flavors, localized. Yeah, it's good. Can eat every day.
But this is a problem that I have every time I want to eat some vegetarian dish. Is that these things are, most of the time I want to find something vegan or, make the vegetable. It's not coming from the veggies itself. But it's made out of this, how do you say, seitan?
This one is actually tofu skin.
Skin, this one, yeah. But most of the time, my food I can find is just plain flour.
Sure.
So today, I want to try some dishes from your restaurant that is plant-based. Please tell me, what are we going to eat today?
Sure. So as you can see, Veganista is pretty unique.
Mm.
We look at colors, textures. We look at using the best ingredients that we can find in Vietnam and create something that you cannot make at home.
I'm very confusing with what I'm seeing right now. Is that this? What is this? Is that cheese?
That's correct. So, over the last, I've been in Vietnam for 15 years.
Yeah.
And I see cheese is growing. I'm not sure if you can tell the difference between real cheese and vegan, but...
Okay. How do I eat it? I just put it in my mouth?
You know, taste it alone, naturally, which is very unique. It's got cashew cheese, some coconut, and then what you should do now is taste it with a bit of salt, chili, crispy garlic, and some coriander sauce. We have made Asian-inspired flavors in the bowl.
Okay, now how do I do this? I just scoop everything in a spoon?
What I would do, here, let me help you.
Yes.
I would get a little bit of chili.
Ah.
Okay, right, get that. Okay, now take that with one piece of garlic, a little bit of sauce, and here a little bit of tomato.
Right.
Try that. So it's all familiar food except a vegan way.
Mmm.
Unique.
Unique.
Yes.
Explosion.
Yes, correct, yeah.
I want to ask you a question. So, before coming here, I'm a little bit confused about the term. Vegan and plant-based.
Sure.
What's the difference?
Actually, vegan and plant-based, they're pretty similar.
Mm.
Plant-based means, and vegan means, non-animal products.
Non-animal products.
Okay, so that's very clear. There are a lot of vegetarian restaurants in Vietnam. Which often use egg and animal products, but we chose vegan items, which is purely plant-based, as the movement of plant-based food requirements are growing globally.
Mm.
So we decided to be part of this new global trend, which now Veganista is becoming a lifestyle destination for many customers.
Now tell me a little bit more, why you think that the plant-based movement, like you have said, is growing, but do you think that it is still new here in Vietnam and especially, you know, Ho Chi Minh City?
The opportunity to enjoy once a week or twice a week vegan food, it's good for you. You know, so one day you can have chicken, another day you can have fish, one day you can have vegan items. So it gives you a nice balanced part of your lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
But you mentioned one very interesting point that I want you to explain to the audience as well. Is the difference between olive oil and the other common oil that we can find, let's say canola oil.
Sure. So olive oil is a premium product.
Mm.
Basically, you have green olives.
Yes.
And black olives, different kinds of olives. And that is naturally pressed cold until the natural oils come out of the olive.
Mm.
So olive oil is a very 100% pure style of oils.
Yeah.
Where other oils are processed through other ingredients. So, you know, the Mediterranean diet, the Italians, the Greeks, they've been eating it for thousands of years.
Yes.
And it's good for the heart.
It has been proven it is good for your health.
It is. Yes. Yeah. And now those Western benefits are now coming into Asia. So, I've lived in Vietnam long enough. Even in supermarkets, you can see Vietnamese buying olive oil.
Right.
And they are getting used to, they know it's good for you.
Right.
Slightly more expensive, but better for you.
Right. Yeah. Any dishes here that you use olive oil? I think this pasta dish, use olive oil?
Absolutely.
Okay, what is this? Tell me a little bit
so
more.
So this is the inspiration. Obviously, you can see Veganista is a colorful brand.
Mm.
So it's beetroot, which is very healthy for your blood system. So we made a beetroot sauce with a fresh pasta, one of our most successful dishes on the menu. And you know, today, Hui, people eat with their eyes. So when it comes, they're fairly excited to try. And you know me, I would not make this at home. So I will come to Veganista because it's special.
Yeah.
Yes.
Problem with me that you said, sometimes I eat with my eyes and the dish is just too beautiful that I sometimes don't want to touch it because I'm afraid I will ruin it. But this tastes amazing. I'm going to tell you, this tastes amazing. It, even though you said it's made out of beet juice, but it's al dente. You know, the pasta itself is like al dente. It's like not too spongy.
Okay.
It's just perfect. What do you think about what we're currently doing, you know, the vegan dishes, and compare to whatever you're doing here? You know, like, what do you think about the way the Vietnamese, we tend to enjoy the vegan food here?
Sure. We forever create new items, new seasonal products.
Mm.
We are not your typical standard vegan plant-based menu. We are always thinking, oh, what is unique? Market trends, like this dish, for instance, traditionally from Thailand. Okay, made from minced pork, but we did it with minced vegan items, you know.
I can see some tofu here, is that it?
Yeah, correct. Minced tofu, lemongrass. But I can tell you, when you taste it, you could think you're almost in Thailand or Vietnam. Very familiar flavors.
Mm.
And what's important for a dish like this, after you eat it, it doesn't feel like you're just having vegetables. It feels like you're getting a good balance of vegetable and proteins.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do I enjoy the dish?
The best way is just give this a bit of a mix.
Mm-hmm.
First, taste it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you taste the first mouthful, get a bit of lettuce, herbs, and make a wrap.
Wrap.
So try that first.
Wow.
Yeah. So not sure if you've been to Thailand, Laos, Cambodia. Similar dishes you can find.
Now, let's try it your way of how to make a wrap out of this. Now we're gonna put a little bit of everything, the herbs, the cucumber, and some fillings in it. Let's go.
Put a little bit more.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not the best wrapper myself, so stay with me. You know, just bear with me. There we go. Ah. You're right. Mm. Ooh.
the crunchiness, the freshness, and also the fragrance of this fillings that it brings. It's just like a perfect blend.
Sure.
Very appetizing. Do you have any difficulties when you're trying to sell plant-based dishes to the Vietnamese eaters?
Sure. I think what we've learned is we must localize the flavors to our domestic market. You know, Vietnamese consumers, they always want fresh and healthy. So we need to continually develop, provide them this, and make sure it's not too sweet, not too salty, because a lot more people are more health conscious today.
Hard question for you. Why do you think that people should eat plant-based diet?
Sure. I think plant-based is important. As I shared earlier, it's something you don't need to eat every day, but if you choose to, why not? It's still good for you. But again, we want to give our Vietnamese consumers variety in the week, so they have options of different kinds of food to select.
But it's hard for a newcomer like me. I want to try a plant-based dish. Do you think it's hard, you know, from switching savory meat dishes to switch to any plant-based?
I can share an interesting story. I got a lot of friends who like steaks.
Yes, okay? Steak.
You know, and then on the way here, they always say, wow, I'm not a big fan of vegan food. But after they try, they're shocked.
Okay.
They didn't realize how complete veganistic creations are for them. And then they keep coming back now because they feel it's good feeling, and they still leave feeling good, not too heavy.
I got a joke that a friend of mine told me that vegan food is good because when you eat them, you realize how delicious meat is.
Okay.
But I think after I'm trying all these dishes today, I'm amazed, and I think you're right. Starting from now, I might try to eat vegan dishes one or twice per week, because like you said, it's, first of all, it's good for your health. Second of all, it tastes delicious. So why not?
Sure.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely.
But there's a controversial debate that people is having. When you eat vegan food versus when you eat meat, they say that vegan food does not give you enough energy. You know, it just, when you eat like a piece of steak and then when you eat a piece of tofu, it just doesn't, you know, goes up together. So what do you think about that?
Sure. I think times have changed. It's a matter of educating the people. So we personally, you know, the real protein, like your chicken, fish, pork, meats, we substitute. We find ingredients that are high in protein. So protein can meet cashew nuts,
coconut,
soybeans.
Yeah.
Vegan milks. So protein doesn't necessarily mean meat-based product.
But a lot of things that holding people back from trying to eat like a healthier diet is because the price for you to buy all the veggies is so high. Sometimes it's even higher than buying meat. Do you think it's a problem when you go, you know, when a person, you know, when they try a new diet, like, you know, a vegan diet?
I think you need to be very cautious in what ingredients you select. Everything can be affordable. It all depends on your balance of your recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have done. I think the perception of vegan food, it's expensive.
Mm.
But in fact, you need to be very careful. When we create dishes, we want to find a good balance in the choice of ingredients to make it available for everyone. I think, let's talk about the mozzarella, okay? These are good fats, you know? You've got a natural fruit. Coconut is a superfood today in the world.
Yes.
It's growing. Coconut cream, coconut water.
Yeah.
Cashew nuts, high in protein. Garlic is healthy, great antioxidants. Coriander used in Vietnamese food, but we've done our pesto. So again, each dish we have carefully selected to make sure there's good ingredients and a great balance for every consumer.
Right. So it's not only tastes good, but it's full of nutrients as well.
Correct.
Right. One of the other factors that I've seen you've been doing with Veganista dishes is that you make them look pretty. You make them look so beautiful. And may I ask you why? Why did you decide to make all your dishes look so pretty like this?
You know, this concept was pretty unique when we were creating. So when we all started to discuss as a team about vegan food, we asked ourselves, what's going to win the hearts of customers? So the first thing we said, the vision.
Yeah.
So we went around the markets, we went around looking at local ingredients, and we selected beautiful, fresh ingredients that look good, look colorful.
Right. I think you're right on this one, because amongst all the teenagers and the young people of Vietnam, before we eat any dishes, what we do is that we take picture of it and we post it on Facebook or Instagram.
Yes.
So I think you nail your target audience right there.
That's
that
right.
You know they need to eat with their eyes first before they taste it with the tongue.
Yeah.
I think that's very correct.
So we wanted to bring that familiar idea that you eat on the streets, but bring it into a vegan version.
Right.
So this is a top seller, and it's amazing that, you know, when locals see this, they're familiar. Even foreigners love this dish.
Yeah.
So quite exciting.
Right.
And soup. Obviously, soups are important.
Mm.
So this is inspired by laksa.
Laksa.
You know, laksa is a Southeast Asian soup. But again, we did it with a vegan style. So obviously, this soup, you can eat this any time of the day.
Mm.
Vietnamese love their noodles and broth. So you can see we have beautiful, great protein flavors, nice roasted pumpkin, beautiful broccolini grown in Dalat.
Right.
So it's still very good and healthy, and most important, full of flavors.
Right.
Yeah.
This has got my heart, but this is a challenge for you. Cơm tấm. Ah, you know I'm Vietnamese, so you cannot mess with my cơm tấm if you do it wrong, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm gonna try your cơm tấm.
Please.
And I'll be the judge of it.
Yeah.
See if this is good or not.
And Huy, do me a favor. Eat it the way you would eat cơm tấm on the street.
Okay.
Exactly the same way.
Where cơm tấm is there. Put drizzle the sauce on the rice. Then get a little bit of the meat out. Oh, what is the meat? What is this?
Yeah, this is our soya bean. So we use all natural soya bean spices. Again, coconut oil.
We're gonna try the rice.
Yeah.
Mmm. I gotta say, I love you.
We love you too, Huy.
I love you.
And you can look at this, traditionally made out of eggs, but we do our woodied mushrooms, noodles, vegetables. You can try this, also very unique.
As if I've already said that I love you, but when you bring these desserts out, I love you even more. Perfect, Asif. I think this is a very nice meal for me, you know, it got food and everything. And what especially after I'm done eating this meal is that I don't feel heavy. I had a very light and delicious meal.
Fantastic.
So thank you, Asif. For
thank
sure,
you.
I will try, like you said, I will try for now one or two meal per week eating
awesome.
Vegan or plant-based. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Thank you. Thanks, Huy. Thank you.